Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than a fourth quarter collapse. The number to call in is 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804, and of course, that is only while we are live on Tuesday nights at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. You could join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com, clicking chat and listen live, or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I'm your host, Davin Rosebud. I am joined by Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
Joe will be here, soon, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, tonight's show, how school has changed since we were kids. I found, a whole list of things. I'm like, yeah, it really has changed.
Yeah, it's a really good list.
Yeah, so we'll go through some of that. Joe had his first Santa Hell gig, so 'tis the season.
I can't wait.
Yeah. I can only hope for the worst.
Me too. Oh, Schadenfreude.
Yes. Joe's misery is what fuels the show.
Yes. Well, not always, but in this case, in this holiday season, yes.
Yes, we work off Joe's tears. We'll answer a fan cybersecurity question. And last week, Ann Jackson wrote a blog that I asked her to take down that ripped me and the show completely apart. I'm not sure if I lost the show or the show was withdrawn.
I'm not sure. I think you lost it.
I lost it, and I should withdraw it.
Yes.
So we'll see what happens with Anne, and she's got some conspiracy theories this week.
No.
Yes.
Yes. I love our Anne.
She's wonderful.
She's truly distorted of mind.
She's Japan's Belinda.
Yes. The Belinda of Japan.
The Belinda of Japan. So, yes. All good stuff. So what's going on, Miss Helix?
Well, I had an interesting experience right after our show last week.
You did.
I did. I was, I hadn't gotten far from here, and I was on my way home, and I blew out both of my tires.
Both?
Two tires.
Rear, front?
No, both passenger side, front and back.
Well, maybe there was too much crap weighted on that side.
No, equally distributed crap.
Oh, okay.
Oh, actually, there was more crap on the driver's side because I was driving.
Ooh, yeah, that would be more crap.
All right, more weighted on that side for sure. But I was driving on the on-ramp to the highway, and it was dark and rainy and a little cold. And all of a sudden, Adam, you know how when something's coming up on the road and you're going kind of fast because it's on-ramp to a highway, you only see something for a split second before you're already in it?
Yeah, you're like, I probably should avoid that. Too late, I didn't.
Yeah. What's that? Oh, boom, you know. So it went kaboom.
You saw it?
I saw it for a split second before, it was too late to maneuver.
Did it look menacing?
There was a black spot of something.
Don't be racist.
I know, I can't help myself. But there was a black spot of something on the road, and I heard the kaboom, and I have... blown out tires while driving before.
Did you lose control of the car?
No, I didn't.
But you knew it was not a slow leak.
Oh, no. I knew that this was bad.
So first the front one and then the back one.
Well, I didn't know that immediately. I knew that I blew out a tire because there's that telltale feeling in the car. And I pulled over and it's, unlit. It's a dark area. There's just grass, sort of like dirt and grass next to the road. There's not a really nice little... well-marked shoulder of the road.
That's what we would call it.
Yeah, that's what I would call it. I have a little bit of a headache, so I'm getting some word salad going on here. So
that's
if
right.
I'm searching for words, it's just worse than usual.
It's all right. Sometimes it's one of us, sometimes it's two of us, sometimes it's three of us. We'll see what tonight is.
I'm going to make it up all by myself.
Make up what?
The whole quota of stumbling and stammering.
Well, let's not get crazy. Let Joe have his shot. He'll be here soon.
I know. I don't want to be greedy and gobble it up all for myself.
Yeah, Joe's good for some miscues on his own.
Yeah, so I'm having a little... the synapses aren't firing as well as usual.
That's all right. Hopefully I won't have any words that I can't pronounce.
Oh, boy. Yeah, then I won't be able to jump in and help.
Yes.
So, I called you, actually.
I'm aware of this.
And I called Mr. Helix.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Helix couldn't pick up right away. He was probably...
He was screening his calls.
Yeah, he said, what's that dumb bitch want now? Yeah,
exactly.
But I think that's my ringtone. Dumb bitch. On his end. So just to alert him not to pick up the phone. No.
I don't think he would actually need that. I think whatever ringtone he gave you would let him know who you were.
Yeah.
I think dumb bitch is a little brazen. A little much.
It's not great when I call him when he's in a store or something.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think he would do that.
Yeah, the women in the aisles kind of give him a dirty glance.
They go, is it my husband? I don't know. Is he calling me?
Yeah, I know. How'd that happen? Familiar ringtone. So I called, and I was not really sure what I had done yet. I jumped out of the car.
I can't picture you jumping.
I maneuvered out of the car.
You're not
fair's fair.
You're not exactly Batman.
No. Fling. Of course, the batteries are out on the flashlight I have in the car.
Well, because they haven't been put new ones in since you got it.
Yeah, probably. No. Nobody and does. I haven't really needed it. And it's like, well, now I need it, and now it's dead.
Yeah, well, now you got new ones, and you won't need them until they're dead again.
Perfect. Yeah. So I jump out, and I maneuver out. And I go over to the other side, and I hear this horrible hissing noise coming from the back tire.
You thought it was a new cat.
Kitty? Kitty?
Is that you?
And so I feel the tire. It is down to the ground. I don't even know why it's hissing anymore. It's already down. Then I go over to the front one, because the whole car seems to be leaning that way. Yeah, that one's flat to the ground, too. It's not even giving up a hiss anymore.
It was leaning right?
Done. There were the whole car was leaning right because both tires were down to the ground.
It's voting Trump. Your car is voting Trump.
It was leaning right. Bad car. So
and it's blue, so it makes no sense. It should be a red car. Yeah,
confusing. Mm. So at least it doesn't get a vote. It's not quite old enough yet. But the, I called Mr. Helix, then I called you, and I was just like, let me just talk through what I'm supposed to do now. Because, I mean, normally you would either, if you blew out a tire, you'd either get the donut out, jack it up, and put the donut on. Go home, or I would call AAA and make them come out and do it in the rain. Mm-hmm. But that's not going to help me if I've got two blown out tires.
No, it would. I told you to run to the middle of the highway wearing as dark, much dark clothing as possible.
Which I usually do, yes. And so I did. I tried to wave down some trucks. I almost got killed. Thanks for that advice.
Well, I figured then they would notice the car had issues. You got to draw attention and draw quickly.
So usually, if somebody says, go play in traffic, I get all excited and I go, maybe no.
You thought it was the band when they said
that. I did. I was like, wow, I can play in traffic. And I was like, oh, no, he means the highway.
Yes.
So I called AAA.
Well, I helped you.
Yeah, you did. No, I'm not saying that you didn't.
Okay.
No, it was good to I knew I could call you and just say, well, first of all, if I had to leave the car here someplace and have it towed to a garage, I wouldn't have the first clue, so I would need your help. I needed to just talk it through with somebody rational, and I called you.
Desperate times. But you got the cheap AAA.
I had the cheap AAA.
Oh, you said had. You switched.
No, I haven't yet, but that's my call tomorrow and to upgrade us.
You know, you know a model who I know.
Yeah, no, don't even start.
She sells Motor Club of America.
You know.
Or at least she used to.
As many times as I saw her advertise that, and that was a lot. I should have jumped on that train.
Should I contact you, Liana, and say, hey, no hard feelings?
You know what? That might be entertaining.
Oh, well, maybe you should. You should
maybe
call.
Should. Hey, Julie, Juliana, whatever you're going by this week.
Who are you?
Yeah. First of all, I'd like some yummy banana bread. Secondly.
Are you still making your tie-dye shirts?
Yeah. Can I get banana bread by Christmas for gifts?
But it's $45. I don't see why not.
I know. It's like that's a lot of bananas.
It's like really expensive banana bread.
What the hell? Unless it's chock full of heroin, I don't want it.
I can only assume she felt her banana bread was like her underwear and there was like a limited demand for that.
Oh, no, there's unlimited demand for her
but
underwear.
But I mean, she used to sell her underwear, too. I mean, how much? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. How about a special?
Banana bread wrapped in her underwear.
I couldn't get it out fast
enough.
That's
why I'm here.
Yeah.
That's what I want. That's what I want for Hanukkah.
Okay.
I want a banana bread wrapped in her
underwear.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Oh, dear God.
That's what I want.
Don't make me do this.
Don't get me anything else if you're not going to get me that. You asked.
Done.
You asked. Make it happen. That's what I want.
Banana bread wrapped in her underwear.
Yes.
But she was selling used underwear, right?
Well, I think that was the allure.
I mean, I think so.
Otherwise, it's just underwear.
Oh, nasty.
Yeah, but I mean, people do that.
I know, but
I don't know why.
Why?
Because I guess you want the smell of it. I don't know.
Because
I remember watching one of those videos, like, and I've worn it for like 25 hours and I haven't showered. It was like something
like
that.
So skanky. Yeah, it's like I don't really know. They have a thing for that. It's called laundry.
It looks like Pip's car before blew out the tires. There's skid marks all over the place. See, I put it all together.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't get pulled over on the Hershey Highway.
No,
it was.
No, not you.
Yeah, I know her.
When you're in your car.
Nasty. So, the AAA people were very nice. The lady that I got first, she had trouble.
You were on the phone with them forever.
Forever. Well, the first problem was they couldn't figure out where I was.
Well, because you couldn't figure out where you were.
I knew exactly where I was. But I could not get that across to this lady because I don't know where the dispatch out of. And so I thought, do you have maps and things? Those things are good.
It would be hard to describe exactly where you are.
Yeah, but I knew.
But that's why if you ever use that GPS that you got 3 years ago, that would give you coordinates.
Trucker Tom says in the chat, he can arrange banana bread, but I'm on my own with the granny panties. Yeah, I could supply those, but he does not want mine.
All right. First of all, Tom, I'll be happy to have your banana bread.
Yes.
That would be lovely.
He's a good baker.
But we don't know. We've heard. But let's be honest, Trucker Tom, even on your best day. Your banana bread cannot compare to a $45 banana bread wrapped in Juliana Vallis' $100 underwear. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It just can't compare. I mean, I love you. I love you. I'm sure your banana bread's delicious, but that's a special type of treat.
Well, I wanted to know if we were going to get banana bread with Tom's underwear.
You and Joe can have that.
Would this be a boxer or brief
It'd be a tarp.
No, he's not a big man in that way. No, he's
not a big man in any way.
I don't know that.
Well, we'll find out if he's wraps it in his
underwear.
See
how big his banana bread is.
It's just thread. I don't understand.
It's just thread.
I thought it was going to be wrapped in underwear. Why is it just thread?
Because he got mad. Hulk smash!
He's not Joe.
Of that.
He's not Joe. He can express himself.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, the Hulk's always bursting out of his clothes. Why didn't he ever burst out of his pants? Nothing for the ladies.
They were purple. It's one of the great mysteries.
Yes, it is. How come he only explodes? It gets huge on the top, and he just
usually women like that.
If he's going to get big, I want it big everywhere.
No, yeah, cute shorts.
Green is not what's exciting though. Oh, he says fine. Pay for banana bread with scammer drawers. It's yours for $145.
I want her banana bread because that's a $45 banana bread made with the finest Florida bananas.
You gotta wonder.
Yeah, and extra yeasty Juliana Vallis underwear. That's what I want. Hello, Joe.
You know, we have many times talked about words that are gross. Yeasty. Yeasty.
I don't think that's even a word. It shouldn't be.
But when you're talking about underwear.
Fine. All right. I apologize. Let me correct that. Her cunt was particularly yeasty.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, it's the internet part of the show.
Oh, God.
No. Get it all out.
Tom says, but his bread won't taste like lies. So good.
I laugh, but I just got here. I don't know the joke.
We're talking about Juliana's banana bread versus Tucker Trump.
Pip was telling us about her car troubles when she left here,
and
she does not have the good. She does not have the good AAA. I said, "Well, I know somebody who could get you Motor Club of America, Juliana Avalos," and then we went down
this road.
Yeah,
instead of the road that tried to.
Because I was thinking about Juliana today. I don't know if you saw the post, and then we'll get back to Pip's story.
No, I haven't been on the internet all day.
Oh.
And I kind of wonder about something. I kind of wonder at something.
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there.
Okay.
Donald had more things to say. As he, quite the verbose gentleman, full of opinions and ideas, as the case may be. And so Chris Cuomo has him on. Chris Cuomo of CNN on the morning show,
right.
And Chris Cuomo really, really stuck it to the Donald. You know, he said facts mattered and everything was really tough on the interview. Now, of course, Chris Cuomo was also in 2020 when Juliana Avalos pulled the wool over his eyes. So I posted on Facebook.
That's right. Yes.
Chris Cuomo owned Donald Trump. Juliana Avalos pulled the wool over Chris Cuomo's eyes. Ergo, Juliana Avalos smarter than Donald Trump.
She's got enough business ventures going. I don't think even Trump's got that many.
I think we know who the vice president's going to be. And then you would still go, well, she's an ideal woman. She's got Craig. Craig will be there, too. It's going to be good. There are going to be bounce houses on everybody's front yard.
You've seen her. She is an ideal woman.
Yeah, they're all terrible.
Well,
she is a bounce house. Sorry.
See, that would be fun to watch. I don't think she would make. I don't think she's good looking enough for Donald's cabinet. Donald's going to have all hot chicks.
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah,
absolutely. And he's going to have a beauty contest to get into his cabinet. Credentials. Look at those tits.
And you don't want him as president? What's the matter with you?
Well, for the patches,
he's perfect. Starting to sway. I see.
The man just talks sense.
Isolate that, please.
I know. Finally, a platform that Davin could get behind.
Well, they're very attractive women. They're no Latinos. Fuck them.
Or don't. Whatever.
It doesn't matter. Donald's not into that. He knows a Muslim. She's a very nice woman, but she can't compete.
My day's been very hectic and very busy today. So it started off with.
Hold on. Before we get into your day, I want Pip to finish her story. Then we'll get into your day.
Okay.
Finish your story about your car, because I don't want to have a bunch of different competing stories.
Gotcha. Okay. So the lady on AAA was very nice and sort of worked.
Can I interrupt? I'm sorry. When was the car trouble? I'm just getting here.
Right,
when she started loading shit into it.
No. As far as the car is concerned, the minute I bought it, the car had trouble.
Yeah, when you thought it was a storage unit.
And I do apologize. Was it last week?
Left the show.
Oh, very good. All right. Thank you. I'm sorry. All
right. After I left the show.
Understood.
You know the ramp that we take to get on the highway?
Right. Exactly.
There. Kaboom! I hit something.
Oh, geez.
And blew out both tires on my passenger side.
Oh, that sucks.
So you're talking to AAA.
Yeah.
You're letting them know that you're one of the cheap and stupid people that doesn't have the full coverage.
Yes.
Go on.
Yes.
I like the setup. I'm intrigued. Continue here.
I thought I had upgraded. Apparently, I had not.
Did you?
I forgot to do
to
it.
What?
I did.
To the give a shit package?
to the, hey, I drive more than 5 miles from my house package.
To the, I drove into a crater, help me now package.
People that don't have like the AAA for like 100 or 200 are just stupid.
Well, you know what really blows my mind? And this is where they
blew your tires, too.
blew everything. Wait a minute. Not everything. What blew my mind is that I said, well, can I upgrade now? And they're like, no.
It doesn't work that way, stupid. No, this is how we're going to make a boatload of money, you jackass.
And I thought they explained it that way.
Yeah, she paused for a moment, sighed.
Yeah, it's the same thing with medical insurance. You know what? I wasn't covered, but I seem to have a heart attack. Yeah. I'm going to call Aetna now.
Can we upgrade? Yeah. Can I upgrade before the ambulance gets here?
I don't have dental, but all of a sudden I need to have a root canal. What are you, a maroon?
Yes, but it was worth asking.
Was it really?
If you don't ask, the answer's always no.
The answer's always no to that question.
Right.
No matter how many times you ask, it might be preceded by a really, but it's always no.
I asked once.
Did you go, please?
Pretty please with sugar on it.
I'm a moron.
Yeah, I did. No, I didn't. So now the lady was like, oh, are you okay? Do you want me to call anybody to let them know where you are?
You're the tire guy, you stupid.
I'm like,
somebody's concerned.
I'm on my cell phone. I can use that to call people, but thank you. You know, it was odd. But she thought, oh, you poor lady, you're stranded all by yourself by the side of the road. And I was in my car. I'm warm. I have plenty of gas.
You know
in the
what?
Car.
That woman's a bitch for being concerned. You're absolutely
right. No.
Well, let me tell you, unless there's Orthodox
that.
Jews with tire skills, you're screwed.
Right.
They might be there.
Hey, you know what? Under those black coats, they might have a jack, you know?
Because that's where they all walk back from, I guess, where they're coming from, wherever that could be.
To wherever they're going.
The center of the earth.
Wherever they're going from where they're coming from.
They're from the center of the earth. They just come from the center of the earth.
I think so. There's a portal someplace near there, because all of a sudden, and not a one on the side of the road that night.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, they knew there was treacherous outside.
Yeah, they weren't going to help me.
No.
So I just thought, okay, well, I can sit here and chill. I'm fine. And
chill
then,
till morning.
Yeah, I know. No. And so then I
offered to come and get you or keep you company.
Thank you, which was very nice. No, I was fine.
And you called Mr. Helix?
Yeah, I did. And I let him know what was going on. And he offered to come get
Joe,
me if he
why
had
should
to.
He know?
No, he offered to... He offered to come get me if he had to, too.
He's not married. He's not married to your ex, who would say, well, why don't you play in traffic?
That's a stupid question. All right.
No, she just called me.
I was absolutely fine.
That's a stupid question. All right.
I was absolutely fine, and I knew that I had help nearby if I needed it from Davin, or that Mr. Helix would come up and get me. And he's been working a lot of overtime, and the last thing I wanted to do was say, drive all the way up to here to come get me. So I just thought, okay, AAA, I'll get towed. It's going to cost me what it's going to cost me. Whatever.
I told you it was going to cost you. And you were kind of like, I'm like, well, then get a towed up here.
No, I didn't. No, I just
you were a little upset that it was going to cost you a couple $100.
No, I was not sure how much it was going to cost.
Was I right?
So I asked. It was like $200.
I was right.
Oof. Yeah, I know.
But you know what? For $50 a year, never mind. You're not interested.
No, I told you.
So $50 a year, they tell
it's
you.
It's like $50 or $80 or something.
I don't know. I'm going to get the rates tomorrow.
Yeah, why don't you wait till the next accident?
Yeah, well, no.
She's
going to
get the rates tomorrow.
And then you can get triptychs for vacations.
Yeah, I know. I used to love those.
My parents still do.
I can't.
Do you want us to send you triptychs? No, I have something called
the internet. It's 2015.
No, I don't need
that. I'm going on Google. Here's Google Earth.
MapQuest.
I can see. Look, there's a guy picking his nose by the Eiffel Tower right now. What do I need a triptych for?
I can't believe they still make them.
Why? Because there's old people running around.
That's about it.
Yeah, but
I remember. I remember when I used to go down to Williamsburg and North Carolina with my mom and grandma. I have to go get the triptych.
Of course, we
go to the same place every year. You forgot how to get there.
And what's really funny is that there's page after page after page of Route 95, and they keep highlighting it for you like you're a moron.
Yeah.
I think I can follow the straight
line.
Well,
you're still getting your triptych. You probably are.
Well, I'm not. But back in the day, I used to, and they used to highlight it. It's like, yeah, it's all 95.
Yeah, but now this whole world is going to be open to you. Now it's going to be good times. You're going to get discounts at certain places because you're going to have AAA membership.
Well, I already have AAA membership. I just didn't have the plus.
It's
so
worth it.
I know.
I remember the trip.
I used to have it, but then I converted because I moved to a different state and I never upgraded and I forgot. So there you go.
I remember the triptych. My grandmother used to read the triptych, and it would go, all right, Nettie, you got to turn by Baltimore. And it's Baltimore. Baltimore. And my mom would yell at my grandmother, it's Baltimore. Well, I'm writing at Baltimore. And I'm like, just turn left.
It looks like Baltimore. It's
my
just not
my
Baltimore.
Mom could be, my mom, I love her to death. I miss her every day, but sometimes my mom had a reputation. It just
yeah, unlike her son, who's a complete sweetheart.
I guess the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
It might as well be inside the tree. That's how close it is. minus the compulsive need to spell things correctly.
Funny. So now she got me. I was sitting there. I'm absolutely fine. But she was like so worried for me. Then I started thinking.
Why don't you upgrade me then?
Not that worried. Buddy can't fix everything.
No, but I was sitting there on the side of the road. It's really dark. Right next to me is a field and then a mountain. There's nobody even driving past me. And
yeah, but it's off of me. It's off two main roads.
I know. But it's rainy. And I'm like, is this how all the horror movies start? I started getting a little paranoid. So I locked my door. And then eventually the tow truck comes in. It's a flatbed because duh. And the guy pulls up, like he rides really close to my car. It scares the crap out of me.
Well, because he doesn't want to get killed while he's
No.
He's not going to block traffic.
I'm not on the highway. I'm on the on-ramp. There's nobody there.
But there could be somebody there at some point.
Yeah, but he was really close to my car.
That's what they do.
No. Like,
how do you expect the car to get on the truck?
No. Like inches from my car as he passed me and he to park in front of me. I was like, Jesus, get closer, why don't you? But then he stops.
Picky for somebody, for a damsel in distress, I'll tell you that.
Well, it was funny because all of a sudden, you know, they back up and the lights come on the back of the truck and I see two really tall guys walking in silhouette towards my car and I'm like, this is how every horror movie starts.
Or every toe.
Yeah, yeah.
More that.
So there was this young guy and his pal. They were hanging out when they got the call to come out and get me.
I like how helping a person stuck on the road is a social call now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're
let's
both
go
like
hang out.
Yeah, well, they found out that they had to drive all the way because my garage is in New Jersey. They're going to be, we have to drive all the way to Jersey.
It's not that far.
You would think that I said, let's go to Florida. It was really interesting.
You get paid.
Yeah, we have to drive to. What else do you have to do tonight? You'd be sitting out in a freaking pullover waiting for something to do. Shut up. Gives you something to do. Hook up the car. Let's go.
I mean, they were friendly, but they were a little odd. I mean, they were nice guys, but they were both like really young. But they're eating chewing tobacco. Both of them?
Really? Tow truck guys eating chewing tobacco in the middle of nowhere? That's odd.
Yeah. Well, it was a little weird for this
what do you
area.
Expect? My word, is your car?
It's not.
you're not exactly a valedictorian if you're working as a tow truck operator in the middle of the night. What do you expect? A thesis?
Yeah, what do you expect? Like to come out in tuxedos? My word, I sure you have a problem. Why don't we hook up the car?
My word, this car is messy. I don't think we could possibly get our hands dirty on it.
I live in Jersey. Well, we're going to Newport for the winter, so I guess we can tow that right now.
Jersey? Oh, no. We couldn't possibly go to
Jersey. You wouldn't believe me, Newark, would you?
We're a New York tow truck company. We couldn't. We wouldn't.
We wouldn't. So sorry. You know, it was being uncouth to do that, especially under the season.
Excuse me, are those white gloves? Because I did demand the white glove treatment.
It most certainly is as we pulled up the car 100 blocks.
Oh, no. We only tow Mercedes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're going to leave you here in the dark. Yeah. Goodbye.
You're just import Japanese car.
Yes.
Win who on the back? No, not a fan.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Good day, madam.
You see that deer? Start gnawing.
Yeah, really.
See the deer start changing the tire? Give me a lug nut.
I'm going to be lying around here. Might as well be useful.
Aren't you a deer? Yeah, aren't you stuck? Give me a lug nut. Can you help me here? I got hooves. I can't turn the fucking car.
Stop staring at my antlers.
But why are you
as a jack?
It's like, but you're helping me? Well, somebody in a 5-mile radius has to give a shit.
Somebody.
I happen to be lying here on the side of the road when that jackass hit me.
Yeah.
I was just taking a nap, damn you. So, they drove in an unusually fast way.
Because they want to get over
with. They're tow truck guys. What do you think? They drive.
What do you think this is? The circle line and they want to see the sights? What is wrong with you?
No. In the slow lane, up somebody's butt in the rain. It was just like, oh God, I hope your brakes are better than mine. Oh my God.
Yeah, tow truck drivers don't care.
Yeah,
no, because they have big tow trucks.
No, and he was like all annoyed that the person was going too slow in the slow lane. I'm like, oh dear God. Then we got down into New Jersey. There was one, I think they were young and they were trying to impress me a little. And they
do ya?
He went through, he goes, we're at a red light. Nobody's there. He's like, ah, fuck it. And he goes through the red light.
I'm sure that was for you. I'm sure they don't do that when you're not in the car.
I don't know.
We with the Duke boys?
Kinda.
Oh, the bridge is out. No, it's not.
What, they think they were going to gangbang you after that move? Come on now. Get over yourself.
No. How do you think I got home? No.
She got jacked up, too.
Yeah.
No, everything was fine. They brought me to my usual garage. Thank God, because I was like, if I had to leave the car up here and then pull some other kind of shenanigans to get my car fixed and then get home and yada. Oh, no.
It's an hour away. You're not across the country. Settle down.
No, I know, but it's enough of a nuisance that I was back in my little home country there and could get to and from
with
work
her
the
people.
Next day. Yes, with my people.
You want back the truck right up, tow truck guys.
Well,
she's ours. Back it up.
It's a Jersey car.
You know, if it was one of our trucks up by you guys, we wouldn't have cared.
It was a shame, though, because you know how whenever you're in a jam like that, you didn't exactly plan it, so you don't go to the ATM?
Yeah, you don't have tip money.
I had $14 total.
That's funny. You give him $10.
I gave him $14. I'm like, that's all I have.
That's very generous of you.
I was like, that's all the money I have.
That's very generous of you.
No.
Yeah.
14?
Yeah.
They, for that long of a haul?
That's their fucking job.
I know, but still, it was just like, I felt bad.
Well,
it was just like
how long did it take for them to actually get there?
We flew. Well,
you can't fly, you're mammals.
Mammals can fly.
It was pretty late at night by then. It was like
what do you think a flying squirrel is, stupid?
They can't flap and fly. They can glide.
Oh, now you're putting qualifiers on it.
No,
it's called a flying squirrel.
Because
he wouldn't lie.
Because he jumps off a branch or wherever the hell he is.
Are you saying words matter? Are you saying words matter?
Does he fly or does he glide?
You'd have to ask him.
Does he fly or does he glide?
He's just throwing out ideas, Joe.
And because of it, we discussed a stupid fucking topic for 37 seconds.
Are we talking about sugar gliders? Is that that's a different animal.
No.
Are birds mammals?
No, they're not.
No.
They're avian.
Okay.
That's the water they drink.
Good Lord. Fancy birds.
Fancy birds.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other let's see. Well, let's see. If you kind of, then it would be a bat. A bat?
Because
rodents are mammals, and bats are rodents.
Yes, yeah.
All right, what's your way out of that then, Mr. Fancy Pants?
They could be mammals. I think
they're mammals!
They're warm-blooded.
They don't have to be... Yeah, the warm-blooded. Yeah, they're rodents.
All right.
Yeah, they are. Okay. Flying foxes.
And when you hit a deer, they fly.
It depends on how hard you
especially
hit them.
Especially with a tow truck with a little car on the back.
But do you hit it with the full side of your car like I had to? I mean, I really had to work to get this done. Actually, they had to bang out the rims to make them okay to put the tires
on. You're lucky they were even able to do that.
I was very lucky they
what
were
did you
able
hit?
To do that. I don't know. I am going to crawl down that street and look very carefully on the way home tonight.
I've been on that ramp a bunch of times since then.
I don't know. I know. I don't know what the hell it was.
I have not had any issues.
Hmm. Don't know what it was. Hit something.
Meanwhile, as a Hasidic Jew in the hospital, I never saw anything coming. I just saw this car with all this stuff in the back, and next thing you know, I'm
and got the two flat tires from their pointy Jew nose. Is that what you were going for, Joe?
Holy smokes.
You anti-Semite,
wow.
You.
Wow. I only heard hissing. I didn't hear moaning.
The tires start to whine, and the Jew starts to whine.
Oi!
Why didn't you see me? You don't call. Instead, you hit.
Was it something I said?
All right, so you tipped these guys.
Yeah, I did. And so they were talking about, well, I pointed it out, that there was a gentleman's club on the way down the highway to get back to where I live. And I pointed it out. And they kept saying, oh, we're going back there. We're going back there right now. You think I'm kidding? And I'm like, well, here's a couple of singles. I don't know what to say to
these
guys.
Well, why would you point it out?
Well, just as a joke.
No.
Why not?
Because you don't know them that way.
The way they were talking, it was appropriate to this conversation.
Here's what you need to do. You need to be like Esther Koo should have been with Opie and Jimmy. Shut the hell up. That's your role as the odd female in that situation. Shut the hell up and go for the ride.
Tell you, Esther Koo has a laugh that you want to bash her with a shovel.
And fans have said that about you as well.
Yeah, so. Well, believe me, mine is more pleasant. Also,
I don't want to get into Opie and Jimmy.
I had to dig a hole the size of Toledo that she dug. I had to follow her one night, and she totally bombed, and I had to work out of a 25-minute set to get everybody back.
Is that the hole I hit?
No. But so I really don't have much sympathy for her, except for that day.
Oh.
Felt so
sometimes
bad.
As a woman, you need to know when to shut your mouth.
Pointing
out strip clubs, you're like, shut up, stupid.
Was that so bad?
Because there's no reason for it. You're not there to make small talk.
Well, yeah, when you're sitting in a cab of a truck, you make small talk.
He's got a friend.
But
you're trying
talking.
To make
they
small
were talking
talk.
To me.
And you said, well, here's a change. Hey, there's a titty bar, fellers.
I did.
So if you were in the truck, you wouldn't say a word or try
to
make small talk?
If they talk to me, I will answer what they say, and I will feign interest.
She was feigning interest.
No, she was trying to talk.
Were you there?
No, we were having a conversation.
And how did titty bars evolve into that?
Well, because they were asking about where were places to eat, where was some place that they could get
diesel. They wanted food, not women.
Well, apparently they wanted women because they were very excited when I pointed that out.
Sure they were. So they couldn't see out their windshield.
Well, they weren't having any of this, so they wanted some of that.
Well, you only tipped $14. Maybe you could have given them a boob or two. Be a pal.
How much are they worth in the tip world?
Yours?
Yeah.
No, they were all rashy. They're not worth nothing. The last thing they were worth nothing.
True.
Nobody wants that last
no,
week.
No, actually, the boobs were unscathed. Thank
yeah,
God.
Yeah, but you still got to get through all that. Please, last week you were completely unpleasant.
Oh, no. I was scabies woman. Yeah, I know you would, that. You would,
oh, that's right. How's that going?
Yeah, good.
Good.
Yeah, you're lucky they even had you in their car. I would have said, you know
they're
what? You
all
should
itching now.
Yeah, you should have sat in the car in your car on the flatbed with what you had going on. Yeah, maybe even dragged from behind.
If it wasn't so dark, they probably would have. It's like, is that road rash? No, unfortunately.
So everything's all right?
Yeah, good.
No,
good.
Not with your skin, with your car.
Yeah, actually, thank God he could bang the oh, God. Here it goes. Word salad.
Rims.
Rims. Thank you.
You're
they
welcome.
Could bang the rims out and put the tires
Precious
on.
Precious has a headache.
Yeah, I do. A little bit.
So, Joe, you were telling us about your day.
Well, first of all, we need to talk to your wife. The bag of recyclables on the door have to go.
So take them with you.
It's like a marine obstacle course trying to get...
obstacle course.
Yeah, because you're trying to get... You're holding your bag, and you're trying to get past this thing. It's pushing you off the stairs, and then you get down.
He said that's an accident.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to do away with this, Joe. Yeah. I have the same problem.
I have no issues going up and down those stairs.
You're not carrying bags.
I'm carrying other things. I don't have the baggage you two mooks have, but I got
Oh, wait. No, we're talking about emotional baggage or the stuff we bring
no,
up
I was just
for
saying
the show.
Guilt.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get that in. And I like the congratulations on you. Are you subconsciously wearing Jets gear just to know that I'm a very big Giants fan and would just anger me?
Listen, if that's a byproduct of it, who am I to be upset about that?
That was a present. The Giants gave you a Christmas present.
The Giants were the Giants. They suck when it counted most. Here, hold on.
He's gone away.
Where the hell is he going?
I don't know. He's gone away. Oh, wait. He's come back with some other
kind of gear. They gave this lovely Giants towel out at the football game.
Oh, you went?
Yeah, I did. Of course I went. Okay. I went to the game. Now when the Jets...
of course I did. Like, I didn't pick up the latest edition of Davin today.
What's wrong with you?
Maybe you should have.
Yes.
Davin today. Davin today. It's lovely.
Excellent.
You should see the swimsuit issue.
Oh, I just caught that.
Yeah, it was Davin 2 days past yesterday, so not as good. So when the Giants PA or the scoreboard would egg the fans on to wave their towels, which
like
I think
a rally
is a
towel?
Yeah, which is a completely stupid thing because nobody was ever intimidated by a towel, unless it's on a guy's head and he's
unless
got
you're
a
dirt.
Bomb.
Yeah. Oh God!
But they were nobody, and the Pittsburgh makes it the terrible towel. It's a towel. It's a towel.
The
nothing,
terrible.
That's
towel.
What they call their towel. The terrible towel.
Are there skin marks on it? That would make it a terrible
it
towel.
It would. So you know, it's third down. Wave your towels. So all the little Giant fans wave the little towel. Yay! We're waving your towels. Jets are so scared. Oh, my! Oh, my! It's a sea of blue towels. What will we do?
Fear the Terry.
But all the stadiums do that. It's supposed to be intimidating, I guess, to dirty players. I don't know when it's intimidating.
But besides swirling it around over your head during the game, it's kind of tiny. It's like a tea towel. What are you going to do with
that? They're not giving
that?
You a beach towel, stupid.
No. Well, no. That would whack people.
You wave it over your head, and then the other team sees it. Whatever the team is goes, oh my God! We should just hand in our salaries now. They're waving towels. What will we do?
How will we keep moist with all of that?
It's so windy with all those towels waving.
They're terrifying. We're going to be dry soon.
So all the Giants fans are waving little towels, and when the Giants do something good, you know, for 3.5 quarters, they're waving the little towels. As luck would have it, the Giants remembered who they were.
Oh, good thing.
And spit up the lead. So when all the Giants fans were like, ooh, boo, I would stand up in my little Jets jersey, my little Jets coat, my little Jets hat, and I would wave my Giants towel.
Wasn't it full of your tears?
No. Not my tears.
The Giants' tears.
Oh, yes. They were very unhappy.
Yes.
There's something to be said about winning in the other team's ballpark. It's a nice feeling.
But the funny thing is, you know, how the other team, like, you travel, you know, as your team traveled, they didn't.
They went on the other side of the sideline. Can I just tell you, I did not realize this. You haven't been to a Giants game in a while.
I haven't been to a Giants game at all.
Oh, okay. Well,
I haven't been to a football game. I would love to go.
Well, we could buy tickets. It's not that hard. It's not a secret.
I know.
It's not like a knock you need. You know? I know.
What? You know how to do this?
I do. I do. So Bob Shepard, who used to be the great Yankee announcer, was also the announcer of the Giants for many years. So they got this guy. He was like Shepard's understudy, and now he's in his 80s. And Shepard like trained him to sound just like Bob Shepard, except it sounds like somebody trying to sound like Bob Shepard. Like this, this guy's like 80, and it sounds like he's having a stroke. It was terrible.
Oh, no.
I was like, somebody shoot this man, because the Yankees, they go, you know what? We're not going to replace Bob Shepard. We don't want to get somebody who sounds like Bob Shepard, because there's only one great Bob Shepard.
Right.
So they got Paul Olden, who's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not Bob Shepard, but he's fine. He's a serviceable PA announcer, and you go, oh, this isn't Bob Shepard. Instead, we got to listen to the ghost of Shepard Past, and he stinks.
That's funny. My one of my teachers in broadcasting school was, one of his mentors was Marv Albert, and he sometimes sounded a lot like him, and I'm like, be you.
Yeah, that's good advice. Joe, would you like this Giants towel?
No, actually, I would.
There you go.
Thank you.
There you go.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's very nice.
Now, who's the quarterback? Fitzpatrick?
Can I see it?
Yes.
Yeah. I think he'll stay. I think he's doing a good job. Was he hurt? Was he? How was his injury report? Was he injury?
Yeah, he's still playing with one hand, but you know. Yeah. Well, JPP, Justin Pierre-Paul.
Yeah.
You know, you know what? Oh, firecracker, I'll hold this.
Yeah. Do you ever watch Coyote cartoons?
Stupid. So he's wielding his club.
Right.
Wait a minute.
You don't play with that thing?
Yeah, he's all wrapped up. He's wielding his club around.
Yeah.
So Chris Ivory, the Jets running back, fumbles the football. Idiot. And Justin Pierre-Paul recovers the fumble.
Mm.
So I go in disgust as I am. I go, how can a one-handed guy recover a fumble? And the Giants fan in front of me goes, with the other hand. You're right.
With the other hand.
Because, you know, when a fumble, they're all scratching for it and everything. It's like, really? You're not getting this guy fumble? With the other hand. Well, okay. Well, yeah, clearly. He's not putting a paw on it like a mitten.
Rawr!
Rawr.
Trucker Tom just said, what Davin didn't mention is that Giant's towel was his jizz rag.
That'll be Joe's jizz rag. Hey, leave me out of this!
Wait a minute. No. Show no, that's like crossing the streams. You can't both do that in that towel. No.
Oh, wait, I did the wrong one. Hey, am I getting replaced?
No, Chizzy, you're still on the payroll.
I really think what you do is going to show up on the blue. That's not tears.
See, now, why, if that has that magical bleaching agent, can't we use that on laundry? I don't
get it. Bleaches?
Well, yeah.
Come here, we'll try. Leave your blouse. I'll use it as a drop cloth. We'll see what happens.
It's new and improved gum.
Why do?
Makes your whites whiter.
With extra jizz.
Oh, I can't get these stains out. Gum. Oh, I'll be right over. No, gum. That's right. Oh, we'll load after load.
Now doing the laundry is exciting.
That's right.
Does a load with a load.
Load after load, our load will get your laundry clean.
Our load will get your load out. Ask for me by name.
Oh, terrible.
Oh, and then you see these two housewives and stuff like that. It's like, oh, thank you, Jenny, for letting me borrow your washing machine. I brought a load, and so did I. Come.
Just see the guy passed out on the couch. Yeah. Because it was a heavy laundry day.
Yeah.
She's doing sheets.
Yeah. On this half a towel, we've got gum. On this other, we've got chiz. See how gum gets it out better than chiz.
See, Alice, for laundry.
Yeah. Sometimes when the mood strikes for laundry, you want to be ready. See?
Tom says it has the cleaning power of millions of swimming kitties. Yeah.
If you have an erection that lasts longer than 3 hours, call a laundromat.
I'm out of detergent. That's all right. I'll handle this. All of a sudden jerking off at the laundromat's okay and not frowned upon like when I did it. Whatever.
Honey, what is that? The agitating cycle?
Oh, funny. Can you just rub up against me? I'm out of detergent.
New gum.
Now it powdered. Ow.
Uh-oh. It's from an old man.
Yeah. That's called dry cleaning.
Yes. Dry humping for dry cleaning.
Done.
But yeah, so the Giants fans went home very, very upset.
Ooh, God,
their coach stinks.
I was livid.
He really needs, you know, next stop Canton. It's time, which is the Hall of Fame.
He's got his foot in cow shit because he's got a. I don't think he's going to be around next season.
No, he's going to retire. He should retire.
But
then again, in that awful division that they're in, they still might win the division.
I know. Unfortunately for you guys, you're in a lot tougher division.
Yeah, well, we're in a division where real football teams play. We're in the division for the past decade and a half where the best team in football lives.
Oh, yeah. I'd give you a really restraint, but no, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, even when the Jets are good, it's like, wow, the Jets are really good, but they're playing a wild card game on the road.
Yeah.
The Patriots won the division again.
Yeah. Yeah, what's with the Pats? They lost two? Or...
That's all right. Let them keep losing.
Yeah.
For the non-football inclined here, what's the best team in your division?
The Patriots.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And the best team in the Giants division is nobody.
Yeah.
They're all terrible.
They're all awful.
Oopsie.
They all stink on ice.
Yeah, so I'm sorry that upset you. But at least you got a towel out of it.
Yeah, thank you.
And it was waving at all the wrong times.
Joe, I'd wash that.
Yeah.
I got Jets towels somewhere.
Sure. What color are they?
They're green.
Yeah,
and
still?
White. There's white ones. But yeah.
Green and white?
No, then the last couple of years they've been given better ones. So that's actually a nice towel.
That is it a is very
nice
good quality
towel.
You can really cover up your food nicely now. You know, lap stupid meatball parm sub on it.
No, I'll tweet that towel.
So that's what you wanted to talk about?
No, I also mentioned Trump with the whole thing.
All right,
With the
All right, Joe, start twisting yourself like the Mr. Salty Pretzel you are. Tell me how this is a great idea, and he's just provoking conversation.
It is.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, God.
Joe, I didn't know you were that flexible. You're like a yoga girl.
But the one thing that is interesting is that Dick Cheney.
Yeah, when Dick Cheney's like, that's a little much.
Dick Cheney comes out and says, all right, you got to calm down.
Yeah, you got to bring it back. No, I'm all for waterboarding and starting wars, but really, it's a little much.
Whoa, slow your roll there, buddy.
I don't see much profit to be made here, so we probably shouldn't do this.
Yes.
That's Dick Cheney.
That's true.
Oh, so tell me why this is a good idea.
Well, like I said, it starts the dialogue. Should we be bringing...
No! It's unconstitutional!
But he said until we get a handle on this.
And we know how good the government is at ending programs.
Well, it doesn't seem that we have a handle on this, especially in light of what happened last week.
There's no way you could have stopped that. There's no gun control wouldn't have stopped that. There was no way. It was an American citizen. There was no way. They checked them out. They cleared.
But with the wire, you know, that's the thing.
There's no way of knowing. Like I said, everybody's normal till they're not.
Right.
You know.
So if you say something like that, okay,
like what?
Like you should stop having Muslims come in until we get the situation figured out. It's the whole idea of that. And reviewing, all right, look, we can't do that, but we could try
ideas. No, stop trying to rationalize his horse shit. He's not saying that. You're trying to add some logic to him. He's like, no, our representatives should not allow any more Muslims, even the Americans coming back on vacation. Well, I would allow some leaders to come back in, you know, from other countries. We should do this. Don't rationalize it. Don't rationalize it, because it couldn't be done. It's impossible unless you got Maury Povich going and go, hey, guess what? You have three kids and you're a Muslim. There's no way of doing
it. But at least we're getting a dialogue. That's the one thing about it. No, you get a dialogue.
It's not a serious dialogue because there are real serious issues on how do we solve this problem. That is not a serious solution. It distracts. It's very distracting. So instead of getting the best minds on the right and the left and in the independents actually working on this and getting the intelligence community what to do and the Republican senators and governors and the Democrats actually working on this, we're talking about a jackass making shit up. That's what we're talking about. And I love it in an entertaining standpoint. He's wonderful. He's so good. He's everything I wanted an asshole to be and more. But he makes no sense. He's you know who loves him? You know who loves Donald Trump? I put this on Facebook. I don't know who he's better for, Hillary Clinton or ISIS, because he's great for recruiting for both sides. Because now all the moderates are going, because you're even hearing Republicans going, I don't know. I don't know if I could. I don't think he's going to be the nominee. I don't know if I could vote for him. And ISIS is going, see, this is what the Americans think. They hate us. It's a war on Islam. He's perfect for them. That's why Obama doesn't say this shit. He doesn't want to fuel the fire. I know why you want him to do. Why doesn't he recognize what we know? He knows. He just doesn't want them being on the bulletin board. It's like when you play sports. There's the guys that talk trash, right? Like a lot of the wide receivers in the NFL talk trash when they go up against Darrell Revis, the Jets, their cornerback. They talk trash. And then that fires Darrell Revis up, and when he's at his best, they don't get any receptions. And then there's Darrell Revis, who doesn't say shit and just plays awesome. Now, you might argue we're not playing awesome right now. I'll give you that. I don't know what we could do better, but we don't need to make it worse. We don't need to give the other team more allies. We don't need to lose our Middle Eastern allies, and we don't need to get the Muslim who's on the fence going, well, I guess this ISIS YouTube video was right. All of America does hate us. Look at him. He's the number one presidential candidate.
But most of those people there hate us.
No. There's people that hate us.
Yeah.
But it's not most. And we're not going to get, you're never going to reach those people.
No, it's a lot.
No, it's not a lot. It's not a lot. It's not a lot.
Well, you know what?
As far as numbers of people, yes. As far as, because there's over 1 billion Muslims in the world.
Yes.
But as far as percentage of them, it's not a lot. But
you're
but never
a percentage of a billion is a lot.
Right. It's a lot of people. But you're not going to reach them anyway. You have to eradicate those people. The people that want to kill Americans and Muslims. Muslims die from more terror than anybody else perpetrated by other Muslims. Those people have to be eradicated. Nobody's debating that. But it's the people that aren't sure. Those are the ones we have to reach.
And
those,
try not to radicalize the ones
who are
on
the
fence.
Those are the ones where we need are the Muslims in this country and in the Western countries and in the Middle East. Those are the ones who we need on our side to reach those people so they don't get radicalized, so the army doesn't get bigger against us, so we face even more enemies. You got to be smart about this shit. You saw Obama's speech? You saw it because you commented on it.
Yes.
I understand why you didn't like it. Listen, there's not a lot of rah-rah there, and it's a lot of we're doing the same.
He's not a leader.
He's not the type of leader you like.
He's not a leader that anybody likes lately. No. And let me tell you something. I work with a very liberal group of people at the day program who, when Obama was running, everybody, got to vote Obama. I have never seen a group of liberals hate turn and hate somebody so
much. Here's
what
it is. Because here's what it is. Well, I get it. We talked about this actually when you weren't here, when you were on the way.
Right. So, like I said, me, all right, I'm dying
to
warm
up.
I
get why he doesn't scratch people where they itch. You want somebody who's going to fire you up. Who even, if we really, in reality, doesn't have a good grip on the situation, is going to make you feel better. The liberals want that. The conservatives want that. Obama doesn't do that. He appeals to somebody like me, which apparently is in the minority, mm-hmm. is a shrinking minority, who likes intelligence and likes, and I don't want to be lied to. I get why the American public wants to be lied to. I get it. I get why they want the bravado. But
what do you mean by being lied to?
It'd be really easy for Obama to say, when he kind of did say it, but he doesn't say it in the way people want. Mm-hmm. But like, we're going to bomb the hell out of them, mm-hmm. even though we are bombing the hell out of them where we can. You know, people get fired up by that. That's Americans. Ah, get him. But in reality, you just can't bomb indiscriminately because then that causes more.
Then use words like a more aggressive approach.
He said that.
You know,
he said that. He said those things, but he doesn't have the tone that people want to hear. It's fine for me because I don't really listen to tone. And that way I'm kind of tone deaf. I listen to words and I see actions. And, you know, I try mm-hmm. to keep up with what's going on. But I get why people are frustrated with him.
Yeah, because he's always been
answer
not a bombastic speaker.
The opposite of Donald Trump, and Pip and I were talking about this before the show, the opposite of President Obama's approach is not Donald Trump. Because if you look at his approach, it's pretty much what we're doing already now. Bomb them, have our allies. Sometimes Trump says have Russia do it, which Obama's never said. The opposite of Barack Obama's approach on ISIS is Lindsey Graham. Because Lindsey Graham is the one who said, yeah, we might have to put 50,000 troops or however many troops there. That's the opposite. He's the only one who's saying we might have to put a significant amount of troops in Iraq and Syria.
And that's what the generals have been saying as well.
Right. But what I'm saying is, if you want the opposite of Barack Obama and his approach to this, it's not Donald Trump. It's Lindsey Graham. And Lindsey Graham's like at 1%. So if you really feel strongly, and now they're saying 60% of Americans do want troops on the ground, which is different than it was a year or two ago.
Oh, absolutely.
But if that's what your position is, if you want to send our men and women to die there, and we don't have to get into the validity of that, but they will die there.
Obviously, yes. Some
but
will.
But if you want to be foolhardy, if that is your position, that is what you feel is the best way to combat ISIS, and you think ISIS is the most important thing that we are facing right now, then your support should not be for Donald Trump. It should be for Lindsey Graham, because he's saying what you want to hear. That's the reality of it. People don't get that. That's the reality.
I think that people have forgotten how much battle fatigue that we just recently had.
Right. Well, that's why we
kept sending troops over and auxiliary people.
And listen, Obama ran as the guy who's going to end the wars.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to deal with it. Unfortunately, he has to.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's part of it that goes, Jesus Christ. You know, I don't want to have to deal. He knows he has to. But unless you're going to give ISIS exactly what they want, and they want us there mm-hmm. in large numbers, bringing the war to them, killing them on their soil, occupying their land. That's what ISIS wants. That's what Obama does not want to give them. But if you think that's what we have to do, then you should be. Then you got to go Lindsey Graham, because Donald Trump has not said to do anything that we are not already doing. He just says it in belligerent ways.
Mm-hmm.
Our strategy is pretty much in lockstep with what he's saying to do.
But isn't that a kind of a problem in saying it in these things in these belligerent ways? Because something has to be done, obviously. But the thing is that taking a moment, just taking a pause.
We're not there anymore as a country.
No, I know. But using a more nuanced approach, because just bombing the crap out of people radicalizing people.
American?
This is the rate. If I could just finish my thought. That's started some of the rise of this extremism.
But that's where the public is. That's why Joe's saying even the liberal friends. His liberal mm-hmm. friends. Because America is done with nuance. Mm-hmm. Which is why I go, and Bill Maher says it, we are a dumb people.
Yeah.
Because things are not black and white. We wish they were. Kill bad guy. Urgh. If it was only that easy. But it's a nuanced approach. Because like I've said time and time again, every time we kill a non-terrorist Muslim, we create two more terrorists. So we can't just carpet bomb. It'd be fun. You know, we don't live in the same world as when we fought World War II.
Right.
You know, where we would not do that now. We would not drop a nuclear bomb on Japan if it was happening today.
No.
Whether it's better or worse, it's just not the same world.
Better.
Fine. But, you know, if you want to win war, it depends. You know, I'm not going to say what people think. I think it's better.
Yeah.
But you could say, well, we ended the war and now they have baseball. So it was a win. But I mean, if your guy is not giving you answers, he's making you feel good, and he's saying outrageous stuff, and he's damaging the Republican Party.
Well, the thing about it is like I said, he puts the ideas out there where you look at it and go, we can do this, we can't do that, we can do this, we can do this, we can't do that, we can do this.
You might do that mental calculus.
Because I know how a guy like that thinks. I know how a guy like that operates. You know, it's like any entrepreneur, that's the mind that they have. They'll put out a big idea. Let's say right now, I want to build a big studio. I want to get rid of these computers. I want better mics. I want this. It's going to be great. We're going to have a great studio. You know how much it's going to cost? Well, it's going to be good. And then we discuss it, and we'll get three better mics and maybe a new computer.
But the
idea gets out there.
But you don't have to say outrageous stuff to put an idea out there.
Well, your ideas aren't unconstitutional when you're putting out a big idea, and you're not talking about affecting people's lives in ways that are slightly fascist.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you're not saying, let's steal from NBC and get all their shit and get a
big... And I'm not saying we can't steal from NBC.
Sure, we should.
I'm just saying we should talk about it first.
Wait, let's make sure we have a car that doesn't have a...
Yeah, it won't be
your car. Not your car. Not your car.
No room
your car
no
stays here.
In your car.
A car that has room in it. Let's start there.
And no vanity plates either, because that's going to hurt with the getaway.
Yeah, that might be a problem.
Well, what did it look like? Well, it looked like a piece of shit and had S and such and such on the back.
Oops.
And why does it have two flat tires? Why didn't they get towed?
What is that, Helix Mobile? What's that?
They would have made it if they had better coverage.
Wait a minute. If it wasn't for those damn AAA kids.
Those damn AAA kids.
Tom says, how about start by saying jihadists, Islamic extremists, etc., and stop calling them ISIL also?
Because there's a reason he calls them ISIL.
Well, let me finish his thought, and then you can...
But there's a reason he calls them ISIL instead of ISIS.
Well, let her get her point across.
He said doing so is denouncing Israel. And they said that's how people can start taking Obama seriously about this again.
But there's a reason why he says ISIL.
Why
because
is that?
ISIS is for Islamic State.
Right.
He does not want to give them their state.
Right.
He wants to. He does not want to give them what they want.
That prestige.
Exactly. That's why he says ISIL.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a reason for it.
I'm not really sure how that is denouncing Israel.
I don't know how it denounces Israel either. I don't know what it has to do with Israel.
He never mentioned radical Islam though.
He did say Islamic terrorists this last time.
But he should say radical Islam,
and
somebody brought this point up where it differentiates the normal Muslims between the radical Muslims. If he said that,
I think he did it in the last speech. I get it.
Some of the stuff
is head scratching. You know, you go, why doesn't he do it? But then again, I look at it and think, okay, he's not. But I'm not really worried about the semantics of it. Mm-hmm. I'm more concerned about what our actions are than what he's calling it.
And they want to
be affiliated with Islam. That's what they want. They want to portray this as a war against Islam. That's what they want. So by refusing to call them Islamic terrorists, he's not letting them do that. He's very calculating. That's why I like this guy. I know a lot of people don't like that, but I think like him. I'm not as smart as him, and I probably can relate to people a little better than him, but he's calculating. He knows what the hell he's doing. You might want more. You might want different, and that's fine.
And that's what most of the people want.
But that's fine. But I think a lot of the people don't understand what's actually going on. None of us know what's going on. I don't think anybody knows until they get in that office. I think Obama found that out when he came into office for WN.
Right.
Oh, shit, this ain't easy. I think they all find that out.
I think they all do. There's probably this certain amount of information that you don't get to know until you get the code.
Oh, absolutely.
And then
that's why they all go gray, absolutely.
The shit gets real.
Absolutely.
But I just don't understand how you don't think, listen, if you're of this mind, I can't believe we're talking about this shit tonight, but if you're of this mind that Obama's a Muslim and he doesn't love America, there is nothing anybody from the middle left can say to change your mind.
No.
There is not. If that's what you truly believe, then I have nothing for you.
Right.
If you don't believe that and you think, well, maybe he's incompetent, which a lot of people do, and, you know, whether they're right or wrong, I refuse to believe he's not working with the best mind.
I don't think he's in step with what the American public is thinking.
I think you're right. I think you're right, but I think the American people are stupid. I think we want to feel good right away. We like instant gratification. That's what all of our television is now. We can't have anything nuanced. And he's a nuanced type of guy. Listen, there's no... Unless we're going to nuke the region and make it all glass, there's no easy solution. You can't... I say time and time again, you can't bomb away an ideology. That's what... We're not fighting a country. We're not fighting an army. We're fighting an ideology.
Well, one of the things that Trump was discussing was going after them economically.
We're doing that. We're bombing their oil rigs. The reason we didn't bomb the trucks right away was they didn't want to bomb. Because here's the thing: not everybody who works for ISIS is hardcore. You know, sometimes they just take over your village.
I hear a lot of people. I hear a lot of these guys that are in ISIS. These terrorists, they're pretty stupid.
Yeah, but I'm saying like the guys that were driving the trucks for the oil rigs. Right. You know, the refineries and everything. You know, we joked about, you know, Joe said, I'd vote for ISIS. It's not that thing. They kind of run it coming to your town and go, well, we're taking over. So you're either going to drive this truck or we're going to kill you and rape your wives and daughters and sell them into slavery. So you go, all right, I'm going to drive the truck.
Yeah. Seems like a given.
We would all do
get
that.
The map is, here's a triptych. All right.
Yeah. Oh, flat top. Oh. We can only take you 50 sand, dudes. You'll have to take a camel the rest of the way. We didn't up for the plus coverage.
but I'm stuck on the side of the desert. You were killers. You think we care?
but the rationale for not bombing these convoys indiscriminately is we don't want to kill these people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to do it per se, and it's just going to radicalize them because now we killed some family's father.
Yeah.
So now that kid is going to be radicalized. They're not going to look at the nuance. That's the struggle. It's not like they're all sitting in the country and we're just going to blow up this country. We don't fight wars like that anymore. And I know people want to feel good, but the reality is we haven't fought a war like that in World War II, and we haven't won a war since World War II. Mm-hmm. We're not that type of people, but I think that's what separates us.
Yeah.
That's what makes us better. That's the American exceptionalism.
That's what carries conflicts on. I mean, it...
It is. But what are we going to do? We're going to wipe out a whole nation?
Let me tell you something. They showed a picture of a mosque blown to bits because they knew there was a missile launcher and stuff like that. And Russia said, blow it the fuck up.
But we're not Russia. We're not Russia. We're the United States. What did Reagan call us? The beacon of light on the hill?
I don't remember.
I think that was part of Reagan's, like, one of his campaigns.
But you can't win wars like that.
But you still have
But we're not going to win this war with military might. That plays a role. But we're really going to win the war with our intelligence, like the FBI, the CIA, and that, and ideology, and our allies. I mean, where ISIS's fighters are concentrated, yes, blow them the F up. I think everybody's all for it. But it's just not that simple. I mean, we could go in there. They have like about 20,000 troops, I think, 20,000-30,000 troops.
I'm not being facetious.
ISIS.
Who does? Okay.
ISIS. Right. Mm-hmm. Through Iraq.
I should have known that. I did my research.
Well, you lost the debate, Joe, so it's not your fault. But so they have like, say, 20,000-30,000 troops. We'll say that. Could we send 50,000 there? Yeah. But that's just going to radicalize more. So it's going to be an endless cycle, and that they want us there.
But to a village that's been taken over by ISIS, that's under the struggle, wouldn't you want to be liberated from that? Wouldn't that turn you when we destroy them and chase them out?
Right, but we can't. But that means we have to go from building to building, like we did in Iraq, and that means we're going to take heavy casualties. That's the war we fought in Iraq. That's what ISIS
and
wants
in Vietnam.
Yes.
Because you could not tell the Viet Cong from the regular
But I did
villagers.
Just see, I didn't read the article, I saw as I was getting ready for the show, I believe the Iraqi army took over Ramadi, took that away from Mosul. So we are making progress. So the American people, that's why I get the appeal of a Donald Trump, because we all want to feel good. And like you said like a couple of months ago, he makes me feel good. I get that. But the reality is, he's not our daddy. He doesn't have the magic bullet to make this all go away. No matter what he says, you know, they're just going to let it. Just doesn't work that way. This is going to be going on for a long time. They hated us before September 11th. They're going to hate us for another 20 years. You just got to dig in and go, listen, they killed us in Beirut. Remember the Marines in 1980?
Mm-hmm.
And what did Reagan do? He pulled the fuck out of Beirut. Can you imagine if Obama did that? They'd call him a pussy.
Yeah.
A coward leaving. How we got to go in there. Reagan cut and run. Sometimes you just got to realize, you know what? We can't win this war this way.
Well, it was a different time. I mean,
suicide bomb in a Marine barracks.
Yeah, but it wasn't on our shores. I mean, even as cruelly as it is.
Listen, man, I'm surprised it's taken this long for San Bernardino to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to keep happening. And I even said, I go, this when this happens, it's not gun laws. And you know me, I want stronger gun laws. This isn't gun laws. Terrorists are going to get guns illegally.
Yeah.
You know, this not, you can't stop it. The only way you can stop it is making sure that everybody's on the same page, that we embrace the Muslim community so that if they see something, they want to come to us. And they're not going to know they're going to get rounded up or deported, which is what the fear that Trump creates. This hysteria where go, I don't feel safe in my own country. I've been here for a generation or two generations, but now everybody looks at me with a stink eye. This is what I said for years. One of the best things Bush did, George W. Bush did, was after 9/11, he stated, we are not at war with Islam. Do not treat American Muslims. It's one of the greatest things he did. One of the greatest things he did is, probably, you know, I'm not a fan of him. But you got Donald Trump pretty much pissing all over that. And I get why you feel. But if people would just think for their brain, he does not provide the answers. If you want answers, then you got to start going for Lindsey Graham. If you want boots on the ground, Lindsey Graham's your man. And if you want to be completely out of the whole thing, Rand Paul is your man. But if you want more of the same, then all these guys are basically saying that.
But a guy like Trump, when he gets into he is a businessman. He's a leader. He gets the best of
the
best.
Who is he leading? I know he's got like 35%, but his own party is running away from him
because he's speaking his mind. Where
I understand that, but just because you're crazy doesn't mean you get to talk.
A guy like that will bring the best of the best. Not any party favor. Or anybody who owes anybody from a an affiliation or a donation, you know, he will bring in, because he's not tied to anybody, he will bring in the best of the best.
Obama brought in Republicans. Who was it? Chuck Hagel? That was a Republican. Who was it? His Secretary of Defense.
Right.
Chuck, they bring in the best of the best. The private sector is always going to get better than the government because you make more in the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
And there's less ribbons, blue tape to cut through. Mm-hmm. Red tape to cut through. But they all deal from the same pool of people, and Donald Trump is alienating people. He's alienating the best minds of the Republican Party. And I'm telling you right now, he is not going to get the nomination. He might, because the Republican Party will not give him the nomination, and Donald Trump will run as a third party candidate, and the Republican vote will be split, and Hillary Clinton will walk right in. That's the way it's going to happen. I see he is great for Hillary Clinton. And the Republican Party, because the Republican Party didn't want to run. You know, Reince Priebus put this out a couple years ago. We got to get away from the minority stuff. We got to get away from the women stuff. We got to get away from the social issues. This is not how we are going to win. Mm-hmm. We are going to attack Obama on the economy and on Obamacare and stuff like that. And then they go, okay, well, we're also going to attack him on foreign policy. And, you know, they want to go after the Iran deal. Fine. And San Bernardino certainly gave him an opening. Fine. But you can't do it with stuff that's unconstitutional and fascist.
Mm-hmm.
Even if people hate Hillary Clinton, they just won't vote. That you're hearing that from Republicans. If it's Trump or Hillary, I don't know what I'll do.
Right. And that leaves an opening.
Exactly.
Well, I think the thing is that when you're talking about people who are radical Islamists and extremists, jihadists.
We don't use those terms here. We don't want to offend.
I do. When you're talking about this faction, you're talking about a group as toxic as ISIS, and they're going in and they're radicalizing people. They're going and they are appealing to their fear and their hearts, and they're appealing to them with the basis that America is the great evil. You know, they're the great Satan. And so they're saying that this is an evil country. They want to kill you. They want to kill every single one of you. We're going to go get them. And then you have somebody who is being, whether we like it or not, a representative of what our country feels. They're seeing this person saying things like, yes, we don't like the people to the south. We don't like you people. We're going to keep you from coming into the country. We're going to, you know, throwing out some of these big ideals that are unconstitutional, but they're hearing these ideas.
What a minor detail.
Oops. But they're hearing these things. If this is a person who's supposed to be representative of what we're looking to have lead us, and this is a person who's going against our own supposed written in stone ideals, they're saying, look, they turn their backs on even their own promises. So these people can't be trusted. See, they are the great heathen. Let's round up your kids and get in those trucks.
But if you were like, Muslim, and mm-hmm. you totally hated radical, you know, the idea of these radical sects that could be in the country,
mm-hmm.
and you feel that the country's turning against you,
mm-hmm.
I think it would be, you know, if you love this country, you would band together and try to.
And they're trying to
interrogate and re, on.
And they're
you
trying
know,
to, but turning the whole country against Muslims in general is not a way to achieve that. You heard Saad Sirwana on our show a couple of weeks ago saying it is talked about in mosques. They do get them. They are trying to get the
message. There has been discussion, also several articles that they're not doing enough. They haven't been vocal
enough.
How
often do you speak out against the Westboro Baptist Church, their Christian organization? How often do you speak out about the Kill the Gays pastor? And you had Republican presidential candidates going to this guy's convention. People don't speak out. So if listen, this guy was saying we should kill the gays,
but,
and you had Ted Cruz, Bobby Jindal, and Mike Huckabee kissing his rear end at his convention. Why aren't people speaking out against that? That's just as offensive as kill Americans.
How about the Klan? We're talking about killing other Americans.
Yeah. How come we're not speaking out against that? I mean, it's unrealistic. They are speaking out. But it's going to take time.
But if you know that this is affecting you directly, you do everything you can to be more vocal. There was an article in the Post by a Muslim leader on Sunday. I actually clipped it. I got it at the house. I should have brought it with me. Shame.
That'll do us a lot of good.
No.
Want to take a break and go to your house, Joe?
I'll borrow Pip's car.
Should we call the ex and ask her to read it over the phone?
You mean divorce proceedings. But there was an article that was saying that they need to do more. Now, a big part of it is with the coverage that the media gives it. The media has a very big hand in it. But the Muslim leaders should speak out more and try to make more of a stand.
I've seen a lot more of them on the press in the past couple
Let me give you an example. And they were actually talking about it. There was a different leader saying that, and he was trying to organize a march with Muslims in Washington, D.C., speaking out against radical Islam.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they did that, it would get very big coverage, and it would turn the feeling, you know.
I don't think it would turn the feeling.
I think it would.
I think maybe for somebody like you, it might change your feeling. But there's people that are even further right of you, and they hang out on you and your pal's page. And there's nothing that's going to change that feeling. You have to understand something. There is a part of the party that you vote for that is racist and is, what do they call it, nativist, and xenophobic. A part of the Republican Party. I'm not saying it's the majority of the party. I'm not saying it's a good portion of the party. But there is a part, and there is nothing that is going to change that. And Trump is appealing to that. They can march all they want. Would it be nice? Sure. But it's not going to change anything.
It would change some people's minds.
Yes, it might change Joe's.
It would change mine. And I think it would change a good portion of people's minds.
How often do I see on Facebook that Muslim president? He's doing this to help ISIS. You're not reaching these people. You could have a million Muslims marching. You're not reaching these people. Even Bob Dole did a great interview with, you remember Bob Dole?
Bob Dole.
I remember
Bob Dole.
With Andrea Mitchell, and they were talking about this whole thing. And, you know, his assessment of Obama was, he's a good man.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he got into office before he's ready. Fair enough.
Yep.
That's his opinion. We have no evidence that President Obama is anything but a good man. There is no evidence of that. But yet you have these people that like to spin the yarn and stoke the fires that he's the Antichrist. You're not reaching those people. And
So you just sit on your hands, and you'll just sit
on
your
hands. No, they're trying. But I'm saying no matter how many marches they have, and no matter how many times you see a Muslim on CNN saying something, there's a certain amount of people that it's not going to reach. They are on the news. I've told you about. There's been these movements.
But if you're reaching more, and you have something in Washington like that,
we had our first homegrown terrorist with a successful attack on our land. Our first one. I am shocked. So apparently we are reaching people. And you know the way we've stopped those other ones? Because people have given tips to the CIA, the FBI, the intelligence bureaus. We are reaching people. You're not going to stop everybody. There's just no way.
Give it a try. You try to stop as many as you can.
You don't think that's why we've only had one. They're listen, our intelligence is very good at what they do. The American Muslim, I said it before, the difference between us and Europe is the American Muslim, for the most part, is integrated in our society.
Mm.
They're your accountants. They're your gas station attendants. They're your lawyers. They're your politicians. They're part of our society. They're not segregated. That's our greatest weapon. That's it. If we fail that, if we segregate them, we turn them against us, we give ISIS the fuel they need, we lose. This country will go down. It's just that simple. But if you think we need troops on the ground, then you don't want Trump, because Trump doesn't want troops on the ground. You want Lindsey Graham. And that's what you got to wrap your head around, which is fine.
Well, we'll see how it progresses.
Don't worry, with your vote, Lindsay will get up to 1.5%. All right, guys, we're going to take our first break. You're going to listen to Davins, then don't go anywhere.
HawkRadio.com, TuneIn.com, HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com and TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.